I like all the gems in my aunt's jewelry store, but I can't imagine worshiping them.
That's good, because we're supposed to worship God and nothing else. Do you like fancy jewelry? If you do, you're going to love today's story right here on Keys for Kids. Hey, did you know that a long time ago, people used to worship all kinds of things, including diamonds, rubies, and precious metals? Instead of worshiping God, they worshiped the things that God made. Now, today, we don't worship gems, but anything we put before God could be considered an idol. Stuff like sports, school, and even friends. So, is God the most important thing in your life above all else? Well, as you think about that, let's go to our story. It's called Precious Stones, Part 2. Zoe enjoyed learning about the various precious stones in her aunt's jewelry store. "I didn't know gems and jewels could be so interesting," Zoe said one evening. "I always enjoy learning about them myself," said Aunt Kim. She pulled a book from a shelf. "Here's something you might like to read. It talks about different gems and how they've been used throughout history." History didn't sound especially interesting to Zoe, so she didn't ask any more questions about it. Aunt Kim continued anyway. "This chapter tells how harder stones were used for making inscriptions because they would not chip or break easily. That made them very valuable. But then something terrible happened." Zoe, who had been listening half-heartedly, sat up straight. "What happened?" "Because precious stones were so beautiful and valuable, people began to worship them," said Aunt Kim. "They used them as idols?" asked Zoe. Aunt Kim nodded. "I know God tells us not to worship idols or anything else," Zoe said. "We're only supposed to worship Him." "That's right," said Aunt Kim. "But even Christians can put too much value on things and put them ahead of God, and that's a form of idolatry. I must admit, I sometimes get priorities mixed up myself. Things like the gems I work with become too important to me." "But gems aren't evil," said Zoe. "No, but compared to Jesus, they're worthless. He's the one who saved us and promises to take care of all of our needs." Aunt Kim smiled at Zoe. "Do you remember how the Bible describes the heavenly city where we'll live with Jesus someday?" Zoe nodded. "It says the streets will be made of gold and the city gates will be made of pearl." "That's right," said Aunt Kim. "And it says many different precious stones will make up the foundation of the city walls. Stones like jasper, sapphire, and amethyst. There, gemstones and jewels won't be anything people would ever think to worship. They'll be used for commonplace things like streets and walls, nothing but beautiful bricks. That's because all sin will be gone and we'll have the glory of God all around us. We won't ever want to worship anything but Him." So how about you? Do you ever value things or even people in your life more than you do God? It's unlikely that you would ever make an idol and actually bow down to it in worship. But if you look to friends, money, clothes, or other things for your worth and identity instead of Jesus, those things become idols. Nothing compares to the salvation and eternal life you have in Jesus. So worship Him alone. Our key verse is found in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 4, verse 10.
"For it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve only Him."
And our key thought today, worship God alone. When you spend time with God this summer, you could win. Join the Word with Zach Summer Reading Program and read the Keys for Kids stories every day. Then you could win an Echo Dot, Kindle Fire, or Keys for Kids Storyteller. And if you read all summer, you'll be entered for a chance to win the grand prize, your very own Bluetooth speaker. So get ready for Word with Zach now. Go to wordwithzach.org to activate your name. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.